The views expressed in the following podcast do not reflect the opinions of anyone other than myself. All news stories, interviews, and commentary are contrived and thus fall under the heading of satire. Any celebrities, persons, or entities that take offense to the content of the following podcast should promptly grow a thicker skin and gently irrigate the sand from his or her vagina.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces!
You're listening to the VoiceOver Chameleon Podcast.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
Ladies and gentlemen, wake the kids, phone the neighbors, get ready for real comedy fun.
Quit playing with your dinghy.
Good morning, Meat Puppets. It is me, Tim. Once again, thank you for stopping by the podcast for this Tuesday, April 13th, 2010. Did you watch any of the Masters this weekend from Augusta? I know I did. I was secretly hoping that Tiger would rise above all the controversy and start kicking ass just the way he used to. Couldn't help but notice Tiger getting frustrated with himself. I thought it was pretty funny. They had him mic'd up pretty good, or the mics were really good that were close to him. Here's some footage of Tiger getting a little aggravated with himself.
Over to the sixth, Vern Lundquist.
And Tiger on the tee, the hole in the upper back right quadrant.
Tiger Woods, you suck! God damn it.
I don't think he's pleased.
Second shot for Tiger Woods. Out of the first cut.
Damn it. Tiger, come on!
And losing a little bit of control of his emotions.
Go to 13.
God, Tiger!
Once again.
Let's go to 13.
God, Tiger!
He is totally out of sequence in his golf swing.
God, Tiger! I love it. He is a seriously intense individual, is he not? Anyway, I found a nice little nugget on theonion.com, but first, let's listen to some middle-aged women raving about how wonderful their yogurt is.
This is good.
No, this is really good.
This is fitting back into your skinny jeans good.
It's a TBS marathon of Sex in the City good.
Drowning in a bath of chocolate good.
Getting a delivery from the Diet Coke guy good.
Tonguing the sweaty butthole of a Kenyan marathon runner good.
This is being gangbanged by your university's award-winning acapella group good.
And not getting AIDS.
Uh-huh. This is having six abortions in your 20s, yet still having enough uterine lining to make a baby when you're 32. Good.
This is finding out that your mom is a muff diver by catching her fist deep in the craggy vagina of your seventh grade Spanish teacher. Good.
Getting proposed to on a conjugal visit. Good.
Sneaking Mexicans across the border and leading them right into a Minutemen trap just for the fuck of it. Good.
This is lying about why you're putting your psycho dog down, and on the way you get in a car accident and he's killed naturally, and it's like a present good.
But this is like sucking semen out of a walrus good.
Getting handcuffed and being fucked from behind by a vampire good.
Now this is bad.
No, what's your fucking problem?
You know what? I thought this was just in good fun. I thought we were just having a good fucking time.
Until you tried to fucking steal my yogurt.
It's fucking my yogurt, Rachel.
You gave it to me. What are you, fucking Indian giver?
Here. It's my spoon.
You don't need a spoon for this shit.
Gross.
It's just as good this way. Just as good.
I have to say that I agree. That was tonguing the sweaty butthole of a Kenyan marathon runner good. But not quite walrus semen sucking good. Say that three times fast. Walrus semen sucking good. Walrus semen sucking good. It's very difficult. Anyway, here's Doyle Redlin with the news from theonion.com.
A naked man mingles freely in a locker room. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redland. Bally Total Fitness patron Fred Littman, age 42, took an after-shower stroll today, casually greeting numerous men in the locker room, his flaccid penis and talcum-powdered scrotum in plain view. He socialized for approximately 15 minutes in a state of total undress. The buck-naked Littman then went on to sit in the most visible spot in the locker room and apply antifungal cream to his feet before finally putting on a towel. Doyle Redlin for The Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
That's all the time we have left. Tune in tomorrow. We'll have cookies. Now my body is starting to quiver, and the palms of my hands getting wet. I've got no reason to doubt you, baby. It's all a terrible mess.
Get it!